Hey, it's the Pete here. This is what it's like to live in a pre-war New York City apartment. This is the Pete for thepete.com and the Pete podcast. That's what you're listening to, along with the radiator in my ancient apartment. Clang, clang, clang with the radiator. And, I felt like recording an episode of the Pete podcast real quick just because I don't know, it's funny. Last night I was really looking forward to hearing Obama's, you know, farewell speech. But as I got home late and totally missed the beginning of it, I sort of felt like I'm not really feeling it, because as much as, you know, I prefer Obama to what's coming next, he didn't live up to even the lowest expectations that I think most of us had for him. Granted, like I said, it's better than Trump, better than the guy who came before him too. It's a little funny to see quotes on Twitter from him, from his speech tonight, where he's talking about the Constitution being this awesome gift, and, you know, but it's just really a piece of parchment. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's pretty much how you treated it over the last 8 years, bro. I mean, it's like, you're the ex-constitutional law professor, and you're the guy killing Americans in the Middle East with drones. You're the one waging an unofficial war with flying robot killing machines. You know, I mean, it's like, hey, check it out. Remember that thing, that movie called Star Wars? Yeah, that big giant planet killer thing that just sort of floats around the galaxy and blowing shit up when it feels like it? Yeah, that's the drones. That's exactly what drones are. Only, obviously, the drones are a little smaller and can't blow up a planet. But they could still travel anywhere in the world and blow up whomever the President of the United States wants to blow up. So, yeah. And then Guantanamo, indefinite detention. That's still happening. He never was able to do that because he never had the balls to just say, you know what, I don't care what people say. I don't care what Republicans think. I don't need to kowtow to them. I'm just going to drop this shit. I'm going to drop Guantanamo and I'm shutting it down. He could have easily done that, you know, but he didn't, you know. And okay, maybe it wouldn't have been easy to do, but he should have done it. So maybe I overstated it. The point is, I just really didn't feel like listening to him talk about how awesome his presidency was. Granted, comparatively, it was awesome. But compared to where a true president, a true American president should be, yeah, not close enough, pal. You know, he did some good things, but he also failed us in a bunch of other ways. Yes, he brought change, but not the change he promised. Not all the change he promised, not by a long shot. So it's not even that I'm not like those people who expected something more from the new Star Wars movie that just came out. I'm not like that, because I didn't expect anything. I didn't expect him to deliver on his promises, frankly, because I knew he would be just like every previous person to inhabit the White House. I knew he was just as equally corruptible as any other white president. I knew he wouldn't follow through on a bunch of that stuff. So it's not surprising, but it's still frustrating to listen to him kind of talk about, or to witness him talking about how great he was or what his successes were. You know, Obamacare, you know, great. Yeah, you helped a lot of people get insured, but you know what? You didn't give them a choice. You took away their choice to not be insured if they just happen to have moral issues with the whole idea of insurance in the first place. I mean, I don't know, color me weird, but like, I don't like the idea of people profiting off of me being sick. That's sort of, you don't really want a profit motive when it comes to healthcare. There should be something above and beyond that covers that, you know? And most other civilized countries have it right when they give their citizens healthcare that is paid for by taxes. And yeah, maybe that's expensive, but you know what? Maybe if we didn't have to invade so many other countries or have soldiers and military equipment and aid in so many other countries. Maybe if we didn't have to give how many billions of dollars to Israel and Saudi Arabia and whoever knows what other, whatever the hell other countries we support militarily, why, if we didn't do all that, maybe we could take care of our own damn people. Maybe we wouldn't need to have, you know, Obamacare or any other health insurance company. People, we need to start thinking about this stuff, folks. We can need to understand that, you know, I don't know. I've been watching the Leah Remini show on Scientology, the documentary series that she's produced. I mean, it's hard for me to not draw a comparison between Scientology and capitalism. It's really hard. Because I look at Scientology and it's just so obviously a cult. But so much of the same tactics that they use to persuade people to join up and to believe in their way of life are almost identical to what capitalism does. Capitalism says, hey, you know, we can all live better lives through this system. But you know what? The reality is, not all of us do live better lives because of the system. In fact, most of us are exploited. Most of us don't make enough money to survive off of. Most of us are living under the poverty level, you know, because the middle class has dwindled to the point where those of us who were in the middle class are now in the underclass, you know, and the number of overclass? Is that really upper class? I guess that's the official term, but I like overclass better. The people living in the overclass are now dwindling into the tiny 1%, you know? And I don't know quite why they enjoy that either. I mean, sure, I guess they can get drunk on money and power, but there's so much more to life than that. Anyway, you get what I'm saying here, people. This ain't perfect, and it's not even close. And while we're still probably the best country in the world, I guess. Actually, I don't even... I've been saying for years that I don't think that is the case. We're all right. We're fine. We get a lot of stuff right, but we also get a lot of stuff wrong. And we have no right to call ourselves the city on the hill. The shining city on the hill. The example for all others to follow. Because frankly, we set a pretty shitty example. I'm just going to be honest there. But yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to vent a little bit about that because I really don't understand. No, I do understand why everyone's like, I miss Obama already, or I don't want Obama to leave, or, you know, I'm not ready for Obama to leave, you know, or whatever, you know, people are telling themselves to, you know, or saying on Twitter to make themselves sound hip or cool or more, you know, more relatable. You know, because they're all just lying to themselves and they're all ignoring the fact that comparatively is the only way you can say Obama did a great job. Comparatively to the last guy. Comparatively probably to the next guy. You know. Meanwhile, if any leader had a freaking spine in this country, we would be, you know, actually changing things for the better. We'd be stopping Trump from getting into the White House. We'd be changing the law, like the Republicans like to do, to stop Trump from getting into office. And yes, we'd need the Republicans' help for that, but you know what? The Republicans are not idiots, despite them acting like that. Despite them acting like two-bit lackeys of a con man. You know? That's what we need to do right now, especially with this latest thing that BuzzFeed just put out. The whole accusations that Trump is in deep with the Russians. Well, guess what? I've been hearing about that for weeks. You know, in fact, probably a couple of months now that I think about it. Shortly after the election, I was hearing about, you know, how Trump had, you know, one of the times he had to declare bankruptcy, he was trying to get another loan and the banks wouldn't give it to him. So he got in deep with Russian oligarchs, a.k.a. organized crime in Russia. They loaned him money when no one else would. And now he's sort of indebted to them, not sort of, literally. And so now that's what's coming out, I bet. Now that's what's going to come out. And I hope it comes out, and I hope we do something about it. But I suspect we won't. Anyway. All right. Well, thanks for letting me vent. Thank you for listening. Please let me know what you think, if you want. Honestly, I just need to vent. So, but thank you very much for listening, if you have been. Do look me up. I am curious what other folks think about my opinion or just I want to hear your take on it. So look me up, twitter.com/thepete, or comment wherever you listen to this. And you're awesome. Thank you very much. All right, cool. So tune in next week, or probably sooner knowing me. Thanks for listening. The Pete signing off.